to the director of Head in the Clouds. They were all very excited. Hartley had got the part.
Part 3 of Matthew O'Sullivan's Head in the Clouds was read by Grant Tilley. More tomorrow on 9 to Noon on RNZ National. 6 minutes to 11 it is on 9 to Noon. Police with specialist arms training will be rostered around the clock under a new $45 million model designed to improve safety and capability of the frontline. The Police Minister, Portua Williams, made the announcement at the Police College in Porirua just a few minutes ago. RNZ journalist Emma Hatton is covering it. Morena and welcome, Emma.
Morena.
So what are the main points announced?
Well, yeah, there's a few bits to this announcement that has just come out from the Police Minister. There will be increased training for all frontline staff. That's going to begin with the public safety and road policing staff. So they're your traditional beat cop type staff you might think of when you think of the police. They're going to get double the amount of what they're calling tactical training. They're going to increase that from 3.5 days to 7.5 days a year. That's going to be a focus on scenario-based training, de-escalation tactics, helping staff handle high-risk situations, basically. And so you're going to have to assume that these include situations where there are weapons involved. Now, the other part of this is a focus on AOS, so Armed Offenders Squad-type training for more staff. So really upping the ante on equipping staff to deal with those extra high-risk, high-level incidents. And they're calling this type of training advanced tactical training. And this funding boost is going to be used to give 200 more staff this capability. And like you've said, they're going to be rostered around the clock. They're going to be deployed in two different areas, but can be called on at any time to attend those high-risk situations. So they'll go into the dog handler units. So dog handlers won't be turning up to incidents alone. They'll have an AOS qualified partner with them. So big boost for those squads there. And they'll also put these staff into what they call their tactical prevention teams. These are basically the teams that investigate organised crime and go in and bust that up. There's also going to be a boost on intelligence, so feeding better information to staff in the field to better equip them for what might be out there.
Are we talking about a focus to do with the dealing with organised crime, or is this more an acknowledgement of those random but in some instances fatal situations where police have come across armed offenders?
Well, it's both. It's both. Portua Williams, the Police Minister, and Andrew Costa both just spoke about the dynamic and unpredictable environment that police are operating in, and that the number of officers injured through assault has increased significantly. So these are random incidents, but these are also when police are deployed into organised crime situations as well. So both of these incidents are proving more and more difficult for police to deal with. They're becoming more, high risk, and so more tools are needed for police to be able to deal with these.
Where does this sit compared to the old armed response teams that were dropped not long ago?
Yes, that's right. So this is a different model to those armed response teams. You'll remember the focus of that was visibility. There were those patrolling cars. They were in distinct vehicles, and the idea was is that that would be a deterrent in itself, these vehicles roaming the streets. This isn't that. These new trained staff aren't going to be a visible presence. They'll wear traditional, regular police uniform. They will go out in regular police cars. They're not going to be carrying guns on them, but they will have very quick access to tactical options, is what it's being described as. So basically, they will have very quick access to things like that.
Quick, in the moment though, does this mean that we will see more of these officers as part of routine patrol teams?
Well, you'd have to. There's going to be 200 more of them. They're out there with the people working the dog units and the organised crime. They're rostered around the clock. There are going to be more police with this type of training out there.
Is this another stepping stone towards greater arming of the police, which the police minister, police commissioner, continues to resist, as do others? Is it another step along the path?
Well, the police commissioner would say no. They have no intention to generally arm police. There will be likely calls out there that this is a move to arming by stealth. These AOS staff, like I've said, they won't be armed, but they're going to have immediate access to these sorts of options. It is likely that some in the police force will have wanted this to have gone further. A police association survey last month showed more than 70% favoured general arming. And indeed, the police union has come out and said that they are in favour of the office. And, you know, they recognise the status quo is no longer acceptable. And, yeah.
So 200 more out of the, in the context of a force, I think, that's something like, what is it, 10,000, 12,000 strong.
Massive,
so it's
yeah.
still comparatively small, but it seems to be an acknowledgement that times are changing, things are changing. The question is whether for many it will go far enough, many, as you say, in the police union, whether it will go far enough.
That's right. It's somewhere in the middle ground between the status quo and a fully armed police force.
But they talk also about whether they've, it's an admission that they're losing a battle in some ways with organised crime. We've had some very big busts that are highlighted, but was there any discussion over so far over whether they're losing that battle?
Well, I mean, there's certainly a focus on what they call tactical response, and tactical response is a response by force. It's pepper spray, it's taser, it's handcuffs, it's guns, it's firearms. And so they are saying they are seeing an increase in these organised crimes. They're becoming more sophisticated. They need better tools to be able to work with them. $45 million investment into this is not insignificant. So you'd have to say that they are needing to work a bit harder.
Emma, thanks very much. Emma Hatton, who has covered this announcement just made in the last few minutes by the Police Minister, Portal Williams, $45 million towards this new specialist arms trading, and also a boost for intelligence as well for more people in the police force.